Today we are very fortunate that we are having His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu. So Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Hare Krishna, yes Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, I am here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much Prabhuji for your valuable association and time for all of us. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Now you can start the class Prabhuji.
Thank you Mataji. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. We are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. Today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 20th. We will be doing two verses today, verse number 155 and 156. Verse number 155. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is addressing his disciple and devotee, Srila Sanatana Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Swayam Bhagwan Krishna Govinda Paranama Sarvaishwarya Purna Yandra Golok Nitya Dhamma. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. His original name is Govinda. He is full of all opulences, and His eternal abode is known as Golok Vrindavan. This is so beautiful. Let's read it one more time. Swayam Bhagwan Krishna Govinda Paranama Sarvaishwarya Purna Yandra Golok Nityadham. Information about the Supreme Personality of Godhead is given here directly by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. His original name is Govinda. Mahaprabhu says the original name is Govinda. His original name is Govinda. He is full of all opulences, and His eternal abode is known as Goloka Vrindavan. His address is also given. Next verse, verse number 156. Ete cham sakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam hridayanti yuge yuge. Translation: all these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. In every age, He protects the world through His different features when the world is disturbed by the enemies of Indra. Purport: this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. See also Adi Leela, chapter 2, verse 67. So because Srila Prabhupada has already written this purport to this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a very important verse. We'll go to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28 to see what Srila Prabhupada has written. It's a very long purport, but this is the purport that Srila Prabhupada wrote when he was crying alone in the wilderness, when he was sitting all alone in Seva Kunj, in Vrajadham, in Radha Damodar temple, sitting alone in that small room, he wrote the purports and translations to the first canto. So let's go to Canto 1, Chapter 3, verse number 28. Ete cham sakala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Hridayanti Yuge Yuge. We'll go to the purport. In this particular stanza, Lord Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is distinguished from other incarnations. He is counted amongst the avatars, incarnations, because out of his causeless mercy, the Lord descends from his transcendental abode. Avatar means one who descends. All the incarnations of the Lord, including the Lord himself, descend on the different planets of the material world, as also in different species of life, to fulfill particular missions. Sometimes he comes himself, and sometimes his different plenary portions, or parts of the plenary portions, or his differentiated portions, directly or indirectly empowered by him, descend on this material world to execute certain specific functions. Originally, the Lord is full of all opulences, all prowess, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation. When they are partly manifested through the plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions, it should be noted that certain manifestations of his different powers are required for those particular functions. When in the room small electric bulbs are displayed, it does not mean that the electric powerhouse is limited by the small bulbs. The same powerhouse can supply power to operate large-scale industrial dynamos with greater volts. Similarly, the incarnations of the Lord display limited powers because so much power is needed at that particular time. For example, Lord Parshuram and Lord Narasimha displayed unusual opulence by killing the disobedient Kshatriyas 21 times and killing the greatly powerful atheist Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that even the demigods in other planets would tremble simply by the unfavorable raising of his eyebrow. The demigods in the higher level of material existence many times excel the most well-to-do human beings in duration of life, beauty, wealth, paraphernalia, and in all other respects. Still, they were afraid of Hiranyakashipu. Thus, we can simply imagine how powerful Hiranyakashipu was in this material world. But even Hiranyakashipu was cut into small pieces by the nails of Lord Narasimha. This means that anyone materially powerful cannot stand the strength of the Lord's nails. Prabhupada is saying, this means anyone materially powerful, however powerful he or she may be, cannot even withstand the strength of just the nails of the Lord. Similarly, Jamadagnya displayed the Lord's power to kill all the disobedient kings, powerfully situated in their respective states. The Lord's empowered incarnation Narada and plenary incarnation Varaha, as well as indirectly empowered Lord Buddha, created faith in the mass of people. The incarnations of Ram and Dhanvantri displayed his fame, and Balaram, Mohini and Vamana exhibited his beauty. Dattatraya, Matsya, Kumar and Kapila exhibited his transcendental knowledge. Nara and Narayan Rishis exhibited his renunciation. So all the different incarnations of the Lord indirectly or directly manifested different features, but Lord Krishna, the primeval Lord, exhibited the complete features of Godhead. And thus it is confirmed that he is the source of all other incarnations. And the most extraordinary feature exhibited by Lord Shri Krishna was his internal energetic manifestation of his pastimes with the cowherd girls. His pastimes with the gopis are all displays of transcendental existence, bliss and knowledge. Although these are manifested apparently as sex love, the specific attraction of his pastimes with the gopis should never be misunderstood. The Bhagavatam relates these transcendental pastimes in the 10th canto. And in order to reach the position to understand the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, the Bhagavatam promotes the student gradually in 9 other cantos. According to Srila Jiva Goswami's statement, in accordance with authoritative sources, Lord Krishna is the source of all other incarnations. It is not that Lord Krishna has any source of incarnation. All the symptoms of the Supreme Truth are in full present in the person of Lord Shri Krishna. And in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord emphatically declares that there is no truth greater than or equal to Him. In this stanza, the word Swayam is particularly mentioned to confirm that Lord Krishna has no other source than Himself. Although in other places the incarnations are described as Bhagavan, because of their specific functions, nowhere are they declared to be the Supreme Personality. In this stanza, the word Swayam signifies the supremacy as the Samam Bonam. The Samam Bonam Krishna is one without a second. He Himself has expanded Himself in various parts, portions and particles as Swayam Roop. Swayam Prakash, Etad Ekatma, Prabhava, Vaibhava, Vilasa, Avatar, Avesha, and Jivas. All provided with innumerable energies just suitable to the respective persons and personalities. Learned scholars in transcendental subjects have carefully analyzed the Samam Bonam Krishna to have 64 principal attributes. All the expansions or categories of the Lord possess only some percentages of these attributes. But Sri Krishna is the possessor of the attributes 100%. And His personal expansions, such as Swayam Prakash, Etad Ekatma, up to the categories of the avatars, who are all Vishnu Tattva, possess up to 93% of these transcendental attributes. Lord Shiva, who is neither avatar nor avesha, nor in between them, possesses almost 84% of the attributes. But the jivas, or the individual living beings in different statuses of life, possess up to the limit of 78% of the attributes. In the conditioned state of material existence, the living being possesses these attributes in very minute quantity, varying in terms of the pious life of the living being. The most perfect of living beings is Brahma, the supreme administrator of one universe. He possesses 78% of the attributes in full. All other demigods have the same attributes in less quantity, whereas human beings possess the attributes in very minute quantity. The standard of perfection for a human being is to develop the attributes up to 78% in full. The living being can never possess attributes like Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, or Lord Krishna. A living being can become godly by developing the 78% transcendental attributes in fullness, but he can never become a god like Shiva, Vishnu, or Krishna. He can become a Brahma in due course. The godly living beings, who are all residents of the planets in the spiritual sky, are eternal associates of God in different spiritual planets called Haridham and Maheshadham. The abode of Lord Krishna above all spiritual planets is called Krishna Lok or Golok of Vrindavan. And the perfected living being, by developing 78% of the above attributes in fullness, can enter the planet of Krishna Lok after leaving the present material body. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरात्मसे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तितं। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। जयतां सुरतो पंगोर मम मंदा मतेर्गति मत सर्वस्व पदाम्बोजौ राधा मदन मोहनौ। दिव्यद्वृंदारण्य कल्पद्रुमाद श्रीमद् रत्नागर सिंहासनस्थौ श्रीमद् राधा श्रील गोविंद देवौ प्रेष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानौ स्मरामि। श्रीमान् रास रसारंभी वंशी वट ततस्थित कर्षण वेणु स्वनैर गोपीर गोपीनाथाय श्रीयेस्तु नः। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु। Before, excuse yeah. me, before you start, I don't know if it's your speaker or if there's some disturbance. I'm getting some kind of feedback or something coming in. So just before you start, if we could maybe everybody could put themselves on mute. If they're not, then figure that out. Thank you, Prabhu. Sorry to interrupt. Hare Krishna.
Yes, Madam. Can everybody please mute your devices? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Dandavas. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadayale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhakta Namo Namaha. This is a very wonderful, very beautiful verse. It is found in Srila Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. This one verse contains everyone that we need to offer our obeisances to. Namo Namaha. Gurave. Gurave means our spiritual master, our Guru Maharaj, our Diksha Guru, as well as our many Shiksha Gurus. And Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya of ISKCON, is the main Shiksha Guru for all of us, for all devotees in ISKCON. So Gurave not only refers to our Diksha Guru, but also all our Shiksha Gurus, including Srila Prabhupada, and our entire Acharya Gan, all our Acharyas, all the whole, and it also includes Balramji, who is the Adi Guru. He is the Guru Tattva. So Gurave refers to the Guru Tattva, all our Gurus, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, everyone. Gurave Gaura Chandraya. And Gaura Chandra means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya. Radhika means Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani. our highest object of worship. Tadayale means her associates, means all the Ashtasakis, all the gopis who are associates of Srimati Radharani, including the little Manjaris, the little girls who are assisting the gopis in their service to Srimati Radharani. So all the Sakhis, all the gopis, all the Manjaris are included in Tadiyana. Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya. Krishnaya means Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna Bhaktaya means all the devotees of Krishna, all the Gopas, all the Sakhas, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, all the devotees of Krishna, all our Acharyas, all the Vaishnava Sampradaya, everyone, Ramanujacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, all the great Acharyas, everywhere, in all times, all Leelas, Hanumanji, all the 12 Mahajans, everyone is included in Krishna Bhaktaya. Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. And Tad Bhakta means the servants of the devotees of the devotees of Krishna, Dasanudas. Tad Bhakta Nam Namo Namaha. Namo Namaha means I offer my obeisances to all these great personalities. So in this one verse, all the great personalities that we need to offer obeisances to are included. And this verse is from Padyavali of Srila Rupa Goswami. Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadayale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. So today we are discussing the teachings of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatan Goswami, Sanatan Shiksha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving evidence after evidence, instruction after instruction about how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very unequivocally wants to establish this truth that Krishna is Swayam Bhagwan. This is the foundation of all knowledge. When Srila Prabhupada established International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON, he was suggested that to make it sound more secular, for greater acceptability, let's call it International Society for God Consciousness. Because Krishna sounds like a very Hindu term, a very sectarian term, a very Indian term. So let's just call it God, which is very general. But Prabhupada said no. Because there is something very special about Krishna. There are so many understandings of Godhead. For example, I go to a hospital. I see 20 patients in the hospitals that I work at. I spend around 10-15 minutes with each patient. So they know me in a certain way. Okay, this Dr. Deshmukh, he wears this lab coat. You know, he comes like this. He listens to my heart, listens to my lungs, talks to me, looks at my labs, orders some medicine, some tests, and then gets me out of the hospital, gets me discharged. They have certain understanding of me. I talk to the nurses. I talk to the physical therapists, case managers in the hospital. I interact with them. They have a certain understanding of me that, okay, this fellow, he comes, you know, works, you know, he likes things to be done in a certain way. This is how he talks. This is how he walks. This is how what he does. This is how he looks. They have a certain understanding of me. And then I go to my grocery store. The person who's checking me out there at Whole Foods knows me in a certain way. Okay, this person comes, he buys these things. So everybody we interact with, my friends know me in a certain way. Everybody has certain conceptions. Everybody that I meet has certain conceptions about me. But it is only those people with whom I am very, very intimate with who really know me, what I do, you know. And this is true for each of us. Only the people who are, you know, practically living with us, eating with us, sleeping with us, playing with us, you know, spending time with us, they know us. They know everything. They know our passwords even. They have access to our emails. They have, you know, they see our text messages. Everything is, you know, shared. There are no secrets. So only people who know us very, very intimately, and these people, you can count them on your fingertips. 1, 2, 3, you know, like that. Only they truly know us. Or they have the greatest idea about us. They know us the most. Other people also know us. It's not like the nurse at Piedmont Hospital does not know me. She knows me. She knows how I look. She knows how I talk. She has had some interactions with me, you know. Hi, hello. She has had certain discussions with me. So she knows. She has some idea of me. But that idea is very limited. But those people who I'm very intimate with, they know maximum about me. And that is true for all of us. True for Prithivilasini Mataji. True for Pavitra Madhavi Mataji. True for Kamadaki Mataji. True for all of you. Phaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji. Only people who are very intimate with you all know you truly. Other people have limited idea. So similarly, there are many spiritual paths, there are many spiritual teachers, there are many religions in this material world. All the followers of these different paths have certain conception about God, have certain understanding of God. It's not like they don't know God. They have certain understanding. He's all powerful. You know, he's an old man with beard, or, you know, he's young man, or whatever. He's a man, woman, or he's doesn't have a gender, or he's just a power who controls everything. He's not a person. He's the supreme creator. He knows everything. He punishes those who don't follow his rules. They have different conceptions of God. And they have different understandings of God. But why is Krishna special? Because the Srimad Bhagavatam and other revealed scriptures like Chaitanya Charitamrita, they give great details about Krishna. Akarshitahi iti Krishna. Krishna, the word, the name Krishna means one who is all attractive, who attracts. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. We were reading about Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad in the purport. Prahlad Maharaj says that just like iron pieces are attracted to a big magnet, similarly, naturally, I am attracted to the Supreme Lord. This attraction is a manifestation of Krishna. Because Krishna means one who is all attractive. So all attractive means it includes all the different understandings of God, all the different conceptions of God. Other paths have little information, piecemeal information about God. But to look at God as a whole, to really actually understand God's heart, to actually love God, and to love Him to such an extent that He agrees to come under our control, that is Krishna consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays, Krishna se tumara, Krishna dite paro, tumara shakati ache. That Krishna is yours, O Vaishnava Thakur. Krishna is yours. And you have the shakti, you have the power to give Krishna to others. Krishna becomes subservient to the love of his devotee. Therefore, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Prabhupada wanted to give this highest knowledge to all of us so that we can advance in Krishna Consciousness. See, all of us have come to ISKCON with certain questions. for certain relief to improve our quality of life, to improve our understanding of God, or we were inquisitive, or we had a desire to perfect our lives, or we were afraid of death, we were afraid of suffering in this world, we wanted to do pious activity, whatever our motivation was, we have all come to Krishna consciousness. And we are all trying to advance in Krishna consciousness. If we want to do that, then we have to be very serious about Krishna consciousness. We cannot take it lightly. We cannot chant our rounds at the end of the day when we are tired, when everybody is demanding our attention, or we cannot chant our rounds while browsing in the aisles of a supermarket or while driving our car. No. Radhanath Maharaj says, we can remain neophyte devotees birth after birth after birth if we don't go deep. We can be chanting 16 rounds following 4 regulative principles for a long time and still remain neophytes. If we don't develop quality, quantity we are all doing. We are all chanting 16 rounds. We are all following 4 regulative principles. We have to focus on quality. Are we really crying out to Krishna in the morning when nobody is watching us? Are we looking at the beautiful black eyes of Jagannath on our altar and looking at his two arms which are waiting to embrace us? And are we telling him that, Jagannath, I really want you. What have I been doing? I have been chasing after the objects of my material senses. Eyes want to see this. My skin wants to embrace, wants to touch this, touch that. My tongue wants to taste this, taste that. I have just been running after the objects of my senses. Oh, when will I wake up? When will I wake up? And when will I be able to embrace you, just like you embraced Gop Kumar? When will I be able to embrace you, my Jagannath? Are we looking at Jagannath and chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare? Are we looking at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu? His shining, beautiful lotus feet on our altar as we chant our Brahma Murta Japa? Are we begging for mercy to Srila Prabhupada? Are we thinking how Prabhupada must have chanted in front of the Samadhi Mandir of Rupa Goswami in Raghadamodar Temple? Are we thinking how Srila Prabhupada used to sweep the floors of Raghadamodar? What was going through Srila Prabhupada's heart when he was sitting in that small room and writing his translations and Bhaktivedanta purports? We just print paper, we print emails, we print this, we print that, don't think twice. Prabhupada had to beg for paper so he could print his Bhagavatam books. They told him, world war is going on, there is shortage of paper, we will not give you. Printing back to Godhead is not an emergency. We have limited paper only for important work. Back to Godhead is not important. How much Prabhupada has struggled. Do we have the intensity that this is what Prabhupada went through? This is what Krishna made him go through. If Krishna wanted, Prabhupada would have been a billionaire and he would have come in a private jet to America. He could have booked a big auditorium and given classes there. He could have hired the best editors. He could have had his own printing press from the beginning, printed as much as he wanted. Never had a heart attack. Never traveled in a cargo ship. He could have had it easy. यस्याहम् अनुग्रणामि हरिष्ये तद्धनं शनये तद्धनं त्यजन्त्यस्य स्वजना दुःखदुःखद. बट कृष्णा वांटेड प्रभुपाद टू गो थ्रू ट्रायल्स एंड ट्रिब्यूलेशंस. कृष्णा वांटेड श्रील प्रभुपाद टू क्राई अलोन इन द विल्डरनेस जस्ट लाइक He wanted the Pandavas and Draupadi Devi and Kunti Maharani to go through reversal after reversal, difficulty after difficulty. You know why? Because all of us are destined to suffer. And we are destined to suffer because of our sins. We have done nonsense and therefore we are going to suffer. But when we go through sufferings, if we don't have the example of Kunti Maharani and the Pandavas and Draupadi Devi and Srila Prabhupada in front of us, then we will give up Krishna consciousness. We will say that, oh, these devotees had it so easy. We are trying to become Krishna conscious, but we are suffering so much. So why should we be Krishna conscious? Forget it. We are suffering. Let's give it all up. But when we have examples like Srila Prabhupada and the Pandavas who went through extreme difficulty, extreme reversals, extreme challenges, but still continued in Krishna Bhakti, then we get hope. Then we get the determination not to give up. When our bhakti vruksha is not growing, or when we are not able to collect enough funds for Janmashtami, or when we are not able to distribute enough books, we think of Prabhupada, how much he had to go through, and we get hope, and we get strength. If we don't get taste in Krishna consciousness, if we don't madly, crazily fall in love with Radha and Krishna, if we don't experience the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, if what we are speaking is not based on realization, then very soon we will get bored in Krishna consciousness. Very soon we will get distracted in Krishna consciousness. Very soon it will become a mechanical process. Very soon it will become a formality. Okay, once a week I have to show my face in the temple. That is why I am going. But what to do? There is a cricket match going on. I would rather be at home, sitting in front of my 75-inch television screen, watching this, rather than sitting on the floor in the temple. Because we have lost the taste. Or we never developed the taste. We have missed the bus. When we come to Krishna consciousness, we have to catch the bus. In the initial years, if we don't have good sadhana and we don't get taste, if we don't develop taste for Krishna consciousness, we will miss the bus. Because then we become devotees who have been initiated for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And still, it's all very dry. Now we have heard Narasimha Bhagwan saving Prahlad Maharaj and killing Hiranyakashipu 15 times in 15 years. Every Narasimha Chaturdashi, same story. Oh, how boring. Every Ram Navami, same story. How boring. Every Janmashtami, oh, that same story, what happened in the jail. Come on, give me a break, I know it. We have not developed a taste. But Krishna is so wonderful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so wonderful. And Srila Prabhupada is so wonderful. That if we, unless we develop real love for them, we will be abducted by Maya. Will be abducted by Maya. Therefore, let us not get distracted. It all begins with distraction. Distraction during kirtan, distraction during Krishna katha, distraction during japa. We become distracted. We lose our focus and we miss the bus. That opportunity that we had to really go deep, to really develop that relationship with Krishna and our acharyas, and to really develop taste. If we miss that window of opportunity in our initial years of Krishna consciousness, then it becomes very difficult. You know why? Because externally we have become very big now. 15 years since initiation. Big man, big Mataji. And then, if we don't even know how to sing Gaur Aarti, if we don't even know the two names of Nityananda Prabhu's consorts, his wives, if we don't know basic philosophy, we don't know basic Krishna Leela, then it is an embarrassment, because the expectations have gone up. Oh, he's so senior, he has been initiated for many years, he should know all this. But we don't know. We don't have a taste. We don't want to know. And then what happens is, we become half-baked devotees. Then we do it just for formality. We try to avoid devotees, because they will ask us and I don't know, and they will think I am so fallen. Or we make a show that we are very busy. Prabhu, last 2 months I have not come for Sunday feast. Been very busy, Prabhu. What to do, you know, work, the kids' exams, you know how it is. You know how it is, Prabhu. But we are watching cricket matches, we are watching movies, we are watching Super Bowl, we are going for vacations, we are going on cruise, we are going to the park, we are wasting our time, we are sleeping for 8-9 hours. We have missed the bus. Therefore, if we don't develop taste in Krishna consciousness, we will look for taste outside of Krishna consciousness. Because everybody wants happiness. Everybody wants to enjoy. Everybody wants to be good at something. If we are not good at Krishna katha, we will want to appear very knowledgeable and learned about the latest political gossip in our office, in front of our co-workers. We want to know which basketball team is doing how in the NBA. We want to know which football team is doing how in the NFL, which quarterback is doing how, which team has made the right decision of, you know, buying some player or whatever they do. Then we want to know what the president has said, or what who has been diagnosed with what cancer, and what is happening on CNN, what is happening on Fox News. We want to appear learned. We want to develop taste in those things. If we don't develop taste in Krishna consciousness, we will develop taste in other things. And we will be distracted, and then Maya will abduct us. But the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us is so wonderful. If only we are quality conscious, in addition to being quantity conscious. Both quantity and quality has to be there. If we focus on the quality while maintaining the quantity, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, we will soon develop taste. And then in the morning when we are chanting in front of our Jagannath, we will look at Jagannath and Baldev, how their hands are extended towards us. And then we will pray, I want to come and embrace you, but I am very contaminated. Let me chant your rounds with intensity and attention, so that by your mercy, Guru and Krishna, I will become purified. I will become purified of this lust, greed, anger, pride. Pride about my own sadhana. Pride about how much I know. Pride about how much influence I have. Envy. I cannot see other devotees getting more claps after their class. I should get maximum claps. I should get maximum claps after I finish kirtan. I want to lead that aarti. I should get maximum compliments after I make the cake in the Bhakti Vruksha. I should be told to say, Jai Om Vishnupada Paramhamsa Prem Dhvani prayer, because I am the senior most. Let me get rid of this ego, this envy. Envy towards other devotees. When they get more praise and appreciation, when they get more acknowledgement than I do, let me get rid of this envy and let me get rid of this false ego that I am this body and everything related to body. Aham mameti. Aham means I, and mameti means you have to treat my wife with great respect. If you don't treat my wife with respect, I will not let you lead the kirtan, because I am the Bhakti Vruksha leader. Or I will not donate when you ask me for funds, because you have not treated my wife nicely. Mameti, extended sense gratification. There is direct sense gratification and sense gratification through our extensions. You did not let my child lead the Narsimha Aarti. I will not come for two programs until you call me and beg me, Prabhu, why are you not coming? Ego. This is all false ego. We will pray to Jagannath. Rid me. Please. Yachana. We will beg him, please rid me of this lust, greed, anger, envy, pride and false ego, so that I can become your puppet. So that I can become your puppet and do what you want me to do. Speak what you want me to speak. That is what I want, Jagannath. That is what I want, Srila Prabhupada. Our chanting will be intense. When nobody is watching, we know that Guru and Krishna are watching. If we apply this process nicely, we will experience Krishna's protection. We will experience Krishna's kavach around us. Krishna protects, no doubt. All we have to do is invest all our strength between that 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. That is Krishna. This time is for you, Krishna. I'm going to cry. I'm going to sit in front of you. I'm going to stand in front of you with folded hands, with tears in my eyes. I'm going to cry out to you when nobody's watching me. Because I want you, Krishna. I don't want to get distracted. And when we develop taste, we realize Krishna is such an ocean of nectar. He is Rasamrita Sindhu. He is a nectar. Ocean of nectar. Sindhu. Rasamrita Sindhu. Just like Krishna embraced Gop Kumar after he traveled through so many stages, our aim should be that we become purified by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, so that Krishna also embraces us. Last Thursday we discussed how Krishna returned to Dwarka and the beautiful description that Suta Goswami gives of Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. How everybody greeted him. And today we will discuss what happens after that. When Krishna comes inside the palaces of his 16,108 queens, headed by Rukmini Devi, when Krishna, he expands himself into 16,108 Krishnas, very individual. Krishna is very personal. He wants to personally associate with each wife. Nothing is impossible for him. And he enters the palace of each wife. Suta Goswami describes in Bhagavatam first canto, Tam atma jair drishti bhirantar atmana duranta bhava parire bhire patim. Niruddhamapiya Shravadambu Netrayo Vilajjatina Mriguvarya Vaiklava. Mriguvarya means is addressing Shanakrishi, who was a descendant of Bhrigumuni. So he's addressing Shanakadi Rishi. Suda Goswami is referring to them, addressing them. He says, Tam Atma Jair Drishti Bhirantar Atmana. When Krishna, after a long separation from Dwarkavasis, when he returned to Dwarka, and as Krishna was entering the palace, his wives, like Rukmini, Satyabhama, Jambavati, Kalindi, as Krishna entered, Krishna's wives, Tam Atma Jair Drishti Bhirantar Atmana. Atmaja. Atma means self. And ja means janma, to be born. Like lotus flower which comes out of water is called ambuja. Ambu means water. Ja means to be born. That flower which is born out of water is called ambuja. Similarly, atmaja. Atmaja means children who came from their own body, their own children who were born from them. The queens of Dwarka, headed by Rukmini Devi, they sent forth their own children to embrace Krishna. We are talking about Krishna's embrace. Parirebhya means to embrace. They sent their own children running towards Krishna, who was returning after a long gap, long separation. They ran to their father, and the children embraced Krishna. Atmajair. So the queens of Krishna, they embraced Krishna through their children. You see, somebody was holding a white umbrella over Krishna's head, somebody was fanning Krishna, somebody was sprinkling, throwing, showering flower petals on Krishna's path. There were so many residents of Dwarka who had come to watch Krishna. They were drinking the nectar of Krishna's beauty through their eyes. They were looking at Krishna, beholding his beautiful form. So many people followed Krishna. Nobody could give up his association. So in front of everyone, how can Rukmini Devi go and embrace her Prananath? How can she embrace her Lord in front of so many people? So out of shyness, they sent their children to embrace Krishna. And when they saw their children embracing Krishna, they felt as if they are embracing their husband. Because children are expansions of the parents. So for example, when Rukmini's children went and embraced Krishna, through their embrace, Rukmini felt as if she is also embracing her Lord, Krishna. How wonderful. Tam Atma Jair Drishtibhir Antaratmana Drishtibhir. So first, out of shyness, they did not go in front of Krishna. They were in their bedroom, but they sent out their children. Go, go, go. Your pita has come. Your father has come. Go and embrace him. The children went running to Krishna, and they embraced Krishna with wide open arms. And through their embrace, the queens felt as if they are also embracing Krishna. Then they came a little bit outside the room and they saw Krishna walking inside the palace, being embraced by the children, surrounded by servants and devotees, fanning him, showering him with flowers, offering him sandalwood paste, serving him in all sorts of ways. So when the queens, after such a long vipralamba, after such a long separation, when the queens saw Krishna with their eyes, they embraced Krishna through their eyes. They could not blink. they could not take their eyes off Krishna because they were tightly embracing Krishna through their eyes. Drishtibhir means through the eyes. Tam atma jair drishtibhir antar atmana. And then what happens? When you are beholding the supreme beauty of Krishna with your eyes, through the medium of our eyes, Krishna enters into our heart. And then the queens embraced Krishna in the core of their hearts. Antaratmana. Through the eyes, they invited Krishna into the internal recesses of their hearts. And then in the core of their hearts, the queens of Dwarka embraced Krishna in the core of their hearts. Antaratmana. Tam atma jair drishti bhir antaratmana. Duranta bhava parire bhire patim. Duranta. Anta means that which has an end. Duranta means something that has no end, unending, endless. Bhava. Duranta bhava. Bhava means spiritual emotions, spiritual sentiments, love, unending love. Srila Prabhupada translates as insuperable emotions. Duranta bhava. Duranta bhava parire bhire patim. Parire bhire means to embrace, alingan. To embrace, and pati means their husband. Rukmini Devi embraced Krishna. Satyabhama embraced Krishna. Duranta bhava parire bhire patim. In three ways they embraced their husband Krishna. Through their children, through their eyes, and in the cores of their heart. Tam atma jair drishti bhir antar atmana duranta bhava parire bhire patim. Niruddham apya shravadambu netrayo. Niruddham means they became stunned with ecstasy. They became overwhelmed with ecstasy. And when Krishna came face to face with them, when the time came to physically embrace Krishna, when the time came to physically embrace Krishna, they became overwhelmed with emotion. Niruddham apya shravadambu netrayo. Netra means eyes. Niruddham means they became overwhelmed with emotion. Niruddham api ashravadambu. Ashravadambu means, ashru means tears. Ambu means also water, tears. Ashravadambu netrayor. From their eyes, tears started flowing out. Because they were niruddham. They were overwhelmed with emotion. Niruddham api ashravadambu netrayor. Vilajjatina. They became extremely shy in front of their children, in front of the servants, in front of the devotees, in front of the Dwarkavasis. Uddhava must have been there. Everyone was there. They became very shy to appear in front of Krishna and to come face to face with him after such a vipralamba. Because for all these months when Krishna was away, they were practically like bodies without life. They were stunned. They were just sitting in meditation on Krishna, not able to do anything. Everybody was like that. And now it was as if life had re-entered their bodies. Their prananath had come. But they became vilajja, extremely shy. Lajja means shy. Lajja means shy. And so we say jaya means victory. Vijaya means very great victory. Shuddha means pure. Vishuddha means extremely pure. Mukta means liberated. Vimukta means totally liberated. So lajja means shyness. And vilajja means extreme shyness, transcendental shyness. Vilajjati naam bhriguvarya vaiklava. Vaiklavat means they were trying to control their emotions. They were telling themselves, Krishna has come after such a long gap. It is very inauspicious to shed tears. But inadvertently, beyond their control, tears of love started flowing out of their eyes. Vaiklavat. So we'll recite this verse one more time. It is so beautiful. Tam atma jair drishti bhir antar atmana duranta bhava parire bhire patim niruddham apya shravadambu netrayo vilajjati naam bhriguvarya vaiklava. This is the description that Srila Suta Goswami gives of how the queens of Krishna embraced him. Now if you look at the translation that Srila Prabhupada gives, he translates it like this. Tam atma jair drishti bhirantar atmana. So it is, they embrace Krishna through their atmaja, through their children, drishtribhir to the eyes, antaratmana, and in the core of their hearts. That is a sequence. But Srila Prabhupada translates it as they embraced Krishna in the core of their hearts, through their eyes, and through their children. Srila Prabhupada translates it in the reverse order. So I was wondering why. Why does Srila Prabhupada translate it in the reverse order? So I asked Hari Parshad Prabhu, he is a Shastric advisor to the GBC, very, very learned scholar, Sanskrit scholar, very wonderful devotee. I just sent him an email and he looked it up and he said, even Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on Srimad Bhagavatam, even Sridhar Swami has translated it ulta, exactly like Prabhupada does. So he translated that they embraced him in the core of their hearts, through their eyes and through their children. But the verse is tam atma jair drishti virantar atmana, like that. First the children, through the eyes, and then in the core of their hearts. Actually, I am getting a lot of calls from the hospital, unfortunately. So it is translated in the reverse order. I will conclude. So I was wondering why it is translated like this. So from Srila Prabhupada's, I was just thinking, this is just my own thinking. I'm just sharing it, you know, very intimately with all of you. This is just my own understanding. I may be wrong. I was meditating on this, that why it is translated in the reverse order. So I was thinking, I was praying to Srila Prabhupada, and I was thinking, oh, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Radha Damodar temple all alone, crying out in the wilderness, translating this particular verse from the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada says that first embraced Krishna through the core of their heart, in the core of their heart, then through the eyes, and then through their children. So I was just, this is just my understanding. I was thinking that this is perfect. This is how it should be translated. As opposed to through their children, through the eyes and in the core of their heart. Why? Because the queens of Dwarka did it in the order in which it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. First they sent their children, then they came out and they saw Krishna, so they embraced through their eyes, and then through their eyes they took him in the core of their heart and embraced him there before coming face to face with Krishna. That is how it happened in Bhagavatam. But just see Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is sitting in Radha Damodar temple all alone. No disciples, no followers, no support. But he knows that only time is separating him from ISKCON, Worldwide Society of Krishna Devotees. The message of Bhagavatam going all over the world. Prabhupada was asked, you are such an old man, almost 70 years old, why do you want to go to America on a cargo ship? Prabhupada said, I don't want to go. Srimad Bhagavatam has to go all over the world. And because Srimad Bhagavatam needs a servant to accompany, I am going as a servant of Srimad Bhagavatam. That was Srila Prabhupada's attitude. So when Prabhupada was translating, Prabhupada is telling us, Krishna was embraced in the core of the hearts, then through the eyes, and then by the children. Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell us, again, this is just my understanding, I may be completely wrong, please forgive me, but you are all, this is an intimate call, like it's not something that we share on Facebook or, you know, public, it's a closed group. So I'm just revealing what thoughts I got when I was thinking deeply about this verse. Srila Prabhupada is trying to tell us that as our guru, as our founder and acharya, Srila Prabhupada has embraced Krishna in the core of his heart. That has to happen first. Aham bhakta paradhino hi asvatantra ivadvija sadhu bhir grasta rudayo bhaktair bhakta janapriya. Sadhu bhir grasta rudayo. Krishna is held captive in the hearts of his pure devotees, the sadhus. Srila Prabhupada has captured Krishna in the core of his heart and is tightly embracing Krishna over there in the core of his heart. That has to happen first. Damodar has been caught. Antaratmana. And then Krishna will be established in front of our eyes as Radha Madhav, Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha London Ishwar, Radha Paris Ishwar. So many forms Srila Prabhupada established all over the world. And then all of us who have no real understanding of Krishna in our hearts, at least with our eyes, we will be able to see Radha Gopinath, Radha Ras Vihari. And through our eyes, we will be able to embrace Krishna, take his darshan. That has to happen second. With the eyes, we are seeing Krishna. And then, as disciples of Srila Prabhupada, as Srila Prabhupada's children, he will dispatch us towards Krishna. He will tell us, go and embrace Krishna. After receiving Srila Prabhupada's blessings, after receiving Srila Prabhupada's order, after receiving Srila Prabhupada's permission, as his little children, we will run towards our Krishna. And because we have been sent by Srila Prabhupada, Krishna will embrace us. That was my understanding. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Granthraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dhanyavad goes in this to Srila Prabhupada. Ecstatic class. Thank you so much. It was like floating in the ocean of nectar. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was really, really beautiful. No questions, but the class was beautiful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Also, wonderful class, as Preeti Vilasini Mataji has said. And I want to thank you for two things. One thing, as you said, we can be here for 15 years and still be a neophyte if we're just doing quantity and not thinking about quality. And that's something that I realize that I really need to keep an eye on, of looking in the, of making sure that I think about my quality instead of quantity. And then the other thought that came to my mind was, you know, I've been trying to chant my rounds early in the morning, and I find it is better that way. But I also find that sometimes I'm so distracted even that early. And then when you said, I have to beg Krishna, I'm trying to chant the rounds, and instead I need to beg Krishna to say, you know, Krishna, you know, you need to help me desire to chant the rounds purely, because I'm not there yet. And so that was like a reminder to me. So thank you very much. Thank you very much for that guidance. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Varas. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Actually, it's a very, very inspiring class, and very sweet also. When you were always, when you were giving class, the sweetness, we can, personally, I feel, even after reading Bhagavatam, I may not that much feel the sweetness, but after your class, I really feel the sweetness, how you present even every pastime. Really, please bless me. I have, we also develop such a faith in our process. Just that is only, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anjana Gopika Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very wonderfully. And he sings so nicely, just goes directly. Thank you very much. All the explanation and everything. Very, very much. Very. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Komatati Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Jai. Jai to
Adivata.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. I was just thinking, like, how devotees deeply read the Srimad Bhagavatam. I am not able, I read, but I only read, like, I am not contemplating, or I am not thinking so deeply that how Prabhupada is written. Like, it's so amazing, yeah, and it gives us a very nice feeling when we read and we sing so melodiously. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for this class. I know you had a lot of calls, so you probably have to go soon, but, well, there were just two quick things. One is, you know, you were explaining the word anta. It was amazing for me because I was just this morning I was meditating on the breakdown of the word nirantara, you know, which, you know, means like continuous. So I was breaking it down for myself. But, you know, and so I was thinking, well, it means without stopping. But after hearing you, I was like, it probably means closer to without end, you know, which is why it means continuous. So it was just an interesting synchronicity, you know, that I was trying to break down this word this morning, and then I hear you giving the breakdown of, I forget which word it was that had anta in it today. But so that was nice. But the other thing is, you know, I didn't, when you were giving your realization about Prabhupada's order of the translation of that last verse. The only part I got was that, you know, the guru, you know, we as the children of the guru, he like directs us to go and embrace particular deities in our heart. But the first thing is we accept Krishna, the deity. I don't know. I'm getting a little confused, so I don't know if I should just listen to the recording again if you don't have time, or you could explain it again. I don't know.
I'll send the verse on the group. You can read the verse on the group. And
I know. Embracing through the eyes, embracing through the children, and embracing through the core of the heart. But, anyway.
Yeah, I will share the verse, Mataji, so all of you can memorize it and think. Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, but just to say which one corresponds to which, right? You know, the correlation that you are making in your realization is that embracing embracing Krishna through the core of the heart corresponds to what?
Oh, so in the actual Leela, in Bhagavatam, as it happens, first the wives send the children, then they embrace through their eyes, and then they embrace in the core of their heart. But
right.
The way translated by Srila Prabhupada and Sridhar Swami is that first embraced in the core of the heart, then through the eyes, and then through the children.
Right.
So embracing in the heart, Srila Prabhupada is translating it like that. It is refers to Srila Prabhupada capturing Krishna in his own heart, embracing Krishna in his own heart.
Okay.
As our guru.
Okay.
Then he manifests Krishna before our eyes, because we are not able to see Krishna. So Prabhupada gave us Krishna. Krishna se tomar. Krishna dite paro, tumara shakati ache. That Prabhupada being a Vaishnava, Thakur, being an Acharya, he is able to give Krishna to us. So he established all these deities like Radha Rasmi Hari, Radha Madhav in Mayapur, Radha Shyam Sundar in Vrindavan, like that. And we actually got darshan of Krishna, Sakshat. And we were able to embrace Krishna through the medium of our eyes. And then, as his children, as his disciples, grand disciples, he's sending us towards Krishna so that we can embrace Krishna as Prabhupada.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mataji.
Is there anyone else who would like to ask any questions? You can feel free to ask questions or comments. Okay, so if no one else has any questions or comments for Prabhuji, we can end the class. Thank you all so much for joining. Thank you so much.